Well, I was sent to Nigeria on mission. I didn't have any choice in the matter. But having got there, I was very happy I'd been sent. I think what I found there was a very, very different culture from my own, and it took me a little while to understand where the people were coming out of, so to speak. I was teaching in the schools. I think much of the value system I found different from ours. And I would say that maybe at that stage of our life in the church, we didn't really sufficiently respect the value of the people we were going to work with, you know.
Mm. Well, isn't that one of the criticisms that's leveled against missionaries, that they're bringing their values and imposing them on the visiting country?
It has been leveled, yes, but I think that perhaps as a result of the Second Vatican Council, when we did a good deal of reflection, we began to reevaluate ourselves, our mission there, and we began to see the importance of respecting, understanding the culture to begin with, and respecting it. And Christianity is presented within the culture of the people, not within somebody else's culture.
Mm. You wrote a book, Church Alive, and all the way through the book, I felt you were searching for something. I mean, did you find what you were looking for in these countries?
I certainly did in Brazil. At the end of 23 years in Nigeria, the time had come for me to move on. And I moved on to Latin America. I was to Brazil. We had heard much about the church in Latin America, and I think I was very delighted with the prospect of going there.
And what was different?
First of all, I recognised the church as community and life. Life was there. And the people would say, we are the church. So it was a big shock to me when I came back to Dublin and I hear people talking about the church and the faithful.
You're working with the most oppressed and the most disadvantaged people. I mean, how did they see God in their situation?
In Brazil, I went to live among the poor, in the shanty towns. And I was in a basic Christian community. What I experienced there is that the church, the parish, is made up of small communities called basic ecclesial communities. And each little community has its own chapel with the celebration of the Eucharist once a month. The priest comes, and on the other three Sundays, the people celebrate.
Themselves?
Themselves. And they celebrate, they have a service. And it's in the shape of the Mass. It's the same format as the Mass. Of course, they don't have a consecration. But it's a wonderful example to me of what can be done through leadership training. You know, they have their own teams. They have their team for the celebration of the Eucharist, their teams for the education, religious education, and so on. And sometimes coming away from one of their celebrations, even when we didn't have the priest, I just felt I was walking on air. You know, it a wonderful uplift of really worshipping and celebrating together, celebrating the presence of God there, our community.
And now you're back in Dublin. I mean, do you find that same presence?
No, I found it difficult coming back. You see, I'd come on leave before, but I would only be here for about a week or so at a time, so I didn't take in much. But when I came back, and I went to one parish after another, and I found everywhere the celebration. I couldn't call it a celebration. It was dead, and I found the people very passive. And they kneel throughout most of the celebration, and you get the impression that the priest is up on the altar celebrating the Mass, and the people are down below attending or hearing Mass, as we used to call it, but they're not really fully participating in that action.
Mm. And so where to now? I mean, you've got involved with cell communities in Ballantyre.
That's right, yeah. So I almost by accident, I came in contact with them. But there are seven, what they call cell groups in Ballantyre, and all the groups together they call a community. It's a little bit parallel to the basic communities, except of course in a very different context, because Ballantyre is not a poor area like I've lived in Brazil. In Brazil, the basic communities make up the parish, but in Ballantyre, the cell communities are one of the many groups in the parish, but the parish is not made up of cell communities. What they do is they meet together once a fortnight in the house of one of the members, who is generally the leader of the group in that area, but a facilitator. And they reflect, they share a little bit on their own experience, mainly of meeting relationships with other people and how they were conscious of the presence of the Spirit in that relationship. And then they sing a little bit, sing some songs, and then we have the scripture reading. And after the scripture reading, we have a moment of quiet, and then we share on the reading what it meant to us. And then we sing, and then we have a little socializing. Mm. It's very meaningful in the sense that there's very deep sharing going on.